This is LGRadio.online. Welcome to In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. We start this episode off with the song Smokey Robinson wrote one morning, sitting in a London hotel room whilst waiting for it to stop raining. I'm not sure how long he waited for the weather to improve, but in the time it took to clear up, he wrote this.
Honey.
Dennis Edwards, that's Aretha Franklin's one-time significant other, and of course the voice who graced so many of those classic Temptations records. Welcome along and thank you for tuning in to LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. We just heard Dennis Edwards, and he toured the UK regularly throughout the 1990s and 2000s with his Temptations review show, pretty much always to packed houses, as new generations of UK Motown fans couldn't get enough of the Temptations sound. The Temps had first entered the UK charts in the 60s, 1965 in fact, with My Girl, and from the very first notes that UK audiences heard, the nation's music lovers fell in love with Motown's newest vocal group. And it wasn't very long before our own homegrown stars began paying homage to the vocal group from Detroit by recording their own versions of Temptations hits.
I never met a girl that makes me feel the way that you do. You're alright. Whenever I'm asked who makes my dreams real, I say you do. You're out of sight. So FIFA, full form. Look out, baby, 'cause here I come. And I'm bringing you a love that's true. So get ready, get ready. I gotta try to make love to you. So get ready. Play hide and seek with love. Let's remind you, you're alright. The loving you're gonna miss, the time it takes to find you, you're out of sight. So fiddly-dee or fiddly-dum, look out woman, 'cause here I come. And I'm bringing you with love, it's true. So get ready, get ready. I gotta try to make love to you. So get ready. All my friends.
shouldn't want me to understand it. Well, all right. Loving you, gonna miss the time it takes to find you. You're out of sight. So fiddle-dee, fiddle-dee-do. Look out, baby, 'cause here I come. And I'm begging you with love and truth. So get ready, get ready. I gotta try to make love to you. So get ready, get ready. Here I come. Oh, here I come.
Tom Jones here on In Love with Motown on LGRadio.online. As we've heard in our previous episodes, it wasn't just the UK that fell in love with Motown. And by the way, I've got a great Motown cover coming up in this episode a little later that you won't want to miss. It wasn't just us, though, in the UK who was in love with Motown. Once the hit started coming, even on a local level in the Detroit area, everyone, especially those from that local vicinity, wanted to get involved. One young singer who had auditioned unsuccessfully was so keen to work for Berry Gordy, undeterred at failing the singing audition, she took a job as a secretary in the company's office. One of her daily tasks was to speak and sing new song lyrics into a tape recorder to help the artists learn their songs. Impressed by these tape recordings, Berry Gordy invited her to do some backing vocals for a young Marvin Gaye. And the rest is Motown history. Here's Berry Gordy's ex-secretary with her 1965 release. Motown's singing secretary, Martha Reeves and her Vandellas. In the early 60s, three of Wanda Young's school friends had asked her to audition for their vocal group. This proved to be a seminal moment in Motown's history because these girls would provide the label with its very first hit, Please Mr. Postman, in 1961. Although the Beatles had enjoyed success with that song, chart success in the UK had eluded the girls until July of 1967, when they hit the top 20 with this.
Spring in the air,
filled with love.
There's magic everywhere.
The Marvelettes, featuring Wanda Young on lead vocal duties. So much of Motown's success was down to the crack squad of musicians from the Detroit jazz club scene employed by Berry Gordy to back up his stars. So let's take a moment to salute them. We all know this next song as one of the defining moments of Marvin Gaye's career, but let's hear it now as perhaps you've never heard it before with Marvin's vocals removed. So we can just let the glorious musical accompaniment wash over us like a luxurious musical blanket. And this track features the bass playing of James Jamerson, one of the greatest of all time. On the night of the recording, Marvin was adamant that he wanted James on bass, and he tracked him down to a blues club in Detroit where he was playing. Having literally coaxed him off stage and got him back to the Motown studio, Jamerson was so drunk that he kept falling off his stool. Undeterred and determined to play on the track, he came up with a flawless solution to stop himself falling off the stool by simply laying on his back on the studio floor. Once he got himself comfortable, he played this, along with the other masters of Motown's studio band. featuring the world's best horizontal bass player, James Jameson, as well actually as featuring Marvin himself on piano. Interestingly, when What's Going On came out, it was the very first time in the label's history that Motown released the names of the backing musicians, about whom we'll be hearing lots more of during the course of our In Love with Motown shows here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. We heard from Tom Jones earlier in this episode, and to finish off today, another recording from a Brit who also fell in love with the Motown sound as soon as he heard it. In 1975, for his album Atlantic Crossing, which also features Sailing and I Don't Want to Talk About It, he recorded this ode to Motown's Isley Brothers.
So hard and mine been broke a thousand times, each time you break away. Feel you're going to stay, lonely nights to come, memories that go bringing you back again. Hurting me more and more. Maybe it's my mistake to show this love I feel inside. Cause each day you pass is by.
Rod Stewart bringing this episode of In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green, here on LGRadio.online to a close. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to check the website LGRadio.online for details of all our shows. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.